Afterlife podcast employs dark humor and frank language. It is intended for a mature audience. You are listening to the Afterlife Podcast. I am your host, Maximilian Defoe, and I want to ask you a question. Have you experienced the benefit of your dreams in waking life? Because you can. Our dreams are like a bridge from waking life and all the solutions that we're seeking to where we want to be. When we dream of the best version of ourselves. In our dreams, solutions are presented, answers are given, answers to questions that we didn't even know we had. They're in your dreams. So when you go to sleep at night, before you get in that bed, put a pen and a pad by your bedside so that when you wake up, you can jot down all that you can remember of your dreams. Whether you look at it right away or come back to it later, there is valuable information there. All of your impressions will help you in waking life all the time. Without further ado, I bring you episode 15 of the Afterlife Podcast, Dead Man Walking. So we'll see what Jimmy's up to as he flexes his dead guy muscles for the first time. Here we go. Beverly Hills, California, 2026. And when he'd woken up, Cassandra was gone. The bed had been made. He'd been made up in it. Folded over like a carob chip encased in layers of croissant dough. Cassandra's bedroom door had been left open, the candles long snuffed out. Only a faint scent of incense remained. Jimmy bolted upright in the bed. There were at least four or five outfits he wanted to try on before making his decision. He had to get dressed. Jimmy slithered out of Cassandra's bed and smoothed the covers. Something about the way his hand looked smoothing the sheets of the bed brought back a memory. There was something about his dreams, something he made a pact with himself to remember once he woke up. He combed his memory banks for recent images, but couldn't remember any of the details of his dream. There'd been something, though, that he'd wanted to remember. It dawned. In Jimmy's dreams, he'd been seated at an opulent piano bar that reminded Jimmy of the Boulevard Lounge on Wilshire, an upbeat but sophisticated bar he frequented after work, wearing his Dolce & Gabbana suits. In a suit was how Jimmy felt he looked his best. In his dream, though, his suit was his old death pajamas. As he savored each of the details he could recall, some additional little remembrance from his dream would pop into his awareness to join it. Jimmy dreamt he'd been socializing in a bar, wearing his pajamas. A bartender had brought him a beer, which he'd savored. It was the first he'd had in years. At some point in his dream, he'd looked up at the bar display and seen the reflection of his own face. That was it! Jimmy, elated at the possibility of what this could mean, ran into the pimp's gaudy closet to look in the mirror. If he had been the man himself and not his ghost, the entire mansion would have shuddered with his scream. He was young. Thank you for joining me for episode 15 of the Afterlife Podcast. You are listening to Rich Man in the Sky by Otis McDonald. Yeah. and I am your host, Maximilian Defoe. Please visit TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/dead-man-walking to leave your comments, and we can talk about your dreams. It's a passion of mine. I know a lot about dreams. Did you like this episode? Yes? Yes. Leave me a review on iTunes. It really does make a difference. I appreciate each subscription and every 5-star review. And if you want to take your support a step further, visit my page on Patreon, where you can slide me a greenback or two with a guarantee that your contribution will be greatly appreciated and crowed about. And if you can't wait until next week to find out what happens, consider buying the book, Afterlife, available now on Amazon. And if you'd like something special from me, like an autographed copy of this book when it comes out before they even go on sale, you can get it and more by becoming my patron. Visit patreon.com/Maximilian for details. I would love to hear from you. And a special thank you to Kevin Robinson, who has an amazing podcast called Kevin Hates Hip Hop. You've got to give it a listen. I practically guarantee that you'll be inspired. Subscribe on iTunes. And as always, thank you for listening.